mi gente, and welcome back to another episode of Vino y la Verdad, hosted by the ladies of Wine and Wisdom 5. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hey.
Hi.
How's everyone doing?
Great.
I'm tired.
Getting back into the swing of things.
Not gonna lie.
I Hello, September.
Yeah. Birthday of getting school.
Back.
Yeah. Back to school, back to work.
Oh. I know.
Back to reality. Back to reality.
Back to reality. Oh, I forgot the
name. Well, you know, you had a good break. You had a good break.
I did. However,
not
being
had
with three
nice
kids.
Break, right, Jessie?
Sure.
I said not all of us had that long
exactly.
break.
Exactly.
Right,
and she enjoyed complaining too.
And they still complain.
Yeah.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm grateful, but my body's feeling it because the sleep, you know, you sleep late and then you got to get up.
Pero cuando estaba en Colombia con la, what is it, aguardiente y salsa,
chupa, chupa.
Her body didn't feel it, right?
When in Colombia, you got to do what the Colombians do.
Thank you very much.
Bien bueno.
Thank awesome. You very much. Well, I have to say that we all kind of like, telepathically match today, us with the two puffy sleeves and you two with the bright, beautiful colors.
Yes. Aww. We're always entwined, all of us, which is
yes,
what I love.
Yes, we're in sync today. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Unplanned.
That's what best friends do. We telepathically in sync.
Mm-hmm. And my top is a tank top underneath, Jessie, by the way.
I'm not letting go of my tank tops yet. It's still summer.
You don't have to, girl. You don't.
We're holding on as long as we can to the nice weather.
At least today it was in the 80s. They were in the 80s. So
yes.
you're good. You're forgiven today. So, you know, being that we're all best friends and being that I mentioned best friends, on today's show, we have a set of best friends. Not a set. Yeah, two best friends. And they created a program called BFF. Which stands for Become Fit Forever. And it's actually the program focuses on how women over 40 can lose weight without dieting and still eating their favorite foods.
Love
now, being
that.
That we don't fit in that age category because we're a lot younger. What do you guys think about that? That they specialized, they created a program basically for women, for middle-aged women. And, you know, they say that once you're in your 40s, it's harder to lose weight, especially for women. So I think that that's awesome. I'm so, you know, curious to see what their focus was and what this discovery was that works best for women that are not our age.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet them and find out what it's all about. That sounds so awesome.
I definitely am intrigued about the nutrition because for me, I think nutrition is key. It's very big. And some of the food I eat, I know I shouldn't be eating, you know, and it's again in moderation. I think everything is in moderation. So I'm just kind of intrigued about what they have to say about the nutrition, because that is really hard for me. Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard for all of us. I think that's my hardest part is what do I eat, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why when you did your segment about, you know, meal planning, I was like, holy shit, I wish I could do that. Or take the time to do that. It's not that I cannot do it. It's take the time to do that because I know that that is so helpful. And that is my biggest issue is I eat bad, like really bad.
And also, also have something to do with the time that you eat. Because, you know, there's something to be said about eating at 7 and no more than eating at 10 and then you go to sleep.
Right.
I think also that may have play a factor.
Yeah.
I recently just read that the time has nothing to do with it.
Really?
I was going to say that. My kids said
your
that to
intake,
me.
Your intake of food at 8 a.m. versus 8 p.m. is the same.
Right. But what if you have to go to sleep by if you need to go to sleep by 10, that digestion process.
Well, that's when you have to plan it better, right? You're not, right. We don't go eating at 8 a.m. and go to sleep, right? So if you ate at 8 p.m. and you're not going to bed till 12 o'clock, it's the same. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not any difference.
Yeah.
But I feel like, like Claudia said, I think it's all about the portions.
Yeah.
I eat everything, you know, and I'm not skinny mini or, you know, have the flattest stomach, but I know what my problem is. My problem is wine and wisdom.
Alcohol.
Hello, that's a great problem to have.
This is my problem.
This is lemony.
So, you know.
You know, I like the fact that you blame it on us. But you're all
and you show in a wine in her
on the winery show one day a week for like an hour and a half, but then it's our fault, guys. Again.
The wine.
No, I love wine. I love wine.
It loves you too.
It's soothing, you know. I just love it. I just enjoy having a glass of wine, but it messes up my whole shit. Like I can't, you know. But I also read, and Claudia, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's like 80 or 85% of your good regimen for a workout and having a good fit body is in the nutrition.
Yeah. It's like 80-20.
Right?
20% what you eat and 20% your workout. It becomes a science. Like when I did the prepping for the competition, it becomes science depending on your goal, right? You have to eliminate certain foods if you're depending on what you're doing. I don't really eliminate. Like I said, my portions, I don't need a huge amount. Mm-hmm. I try not to eat after a certain time because I do have to go to bed. You know, like there is intermittent fasting as well. I've tried. So but it's definitely what you eat and, you know, moderation. Mm-hmm. I still love, you know, my empanadas. I love it, but
that's where I was going to go. 10,
I can eat like 3, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's where I was going to go with it, you know, especially in a Hispanic household, right? We're trained. It's really what it is to, you know, you eat everything on your plate. You know, you have your rice, your chicken, your beans, sometimes the buttered roll, right? And then like the little salad with the little iceberg salad with the one slice of tomato on the side, right? So, you know, you grow up eating that way and then you pass it on to your kids, right? Because that's the way you're raised. So you cook the same way onto your kids. And then like in Hispanic households, if you don't eat, it's like, oh my God, how dare you not eat, right? So it's hard because when you're accustomed to that, it's like you're changing your whole lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It really is a change of lifestyle.
Yeah. But so, talking about change, you know, once you make the change, the key for me is to stay consistent with that change because that's where the yo-yo effect starts happening. And then forget about it. You know, you're bigger than you was before or, you know, whatever it is your goal is.
You fluctuate, you don't.
Yeah. Even nice. Yeah. So consistency is all so important. So important.
It's funny. My sister, she's 27, about to be 27, and she's worked, she's out, she runs, she trains. And, you know, at that age, I was doing the same thing, but now I'm just like different. We're at different places. And she recently told me that she's like, look at your seasoning ingredients. Like there, she was reading that there is this ingredient that says anti-caking, that if it has anti-caking, that's really toxic for you. And of course I'm like looking and I see anti-caking and I'm like, oh, and I'm like, so it makes you think I don't want to use that. And some of them don't have it. So my mother found seasonings without it. So, you know, just little things like that, that you're just like, oh, once you know, it kind of messes with your mm-hmm. head.
What mm-hmm. is anti-caking though? Like what
well,
is
Well, if you ever think, see a seasoning that it stays chunked.
Oh.
Right, or anti-cake, like to prevent it from like, I guess.
Clumping.
Clumping, that's the word, yeah. So it's in there. You can even go look right now.
And you'll want to.
I know.
I don't want to products. I'm going to have to throw it in the garbage.
It's like, damn. But you know, and you're doing it every single day, right? You're putting that in your food every day. So eventually it adds up and it's just so freaking scary.
Yeah. You know, the sazón and the sofrito, not the sofrito, perdón, el adobito, eso is not good for you.
The salt. Yeah. Salt. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. So I have changed what I use though. I say garlic, onion powder, very like more I guess natural. I try. Mm-hmm. I did Mrs. Dash, but then I looked at it and it has the anti-caking. I was so mad. It's like,
it's horrible. You know, and it's crazy because a lot of people, you know, try different things and they try to go organic, which sometimes is more expensive. And they try, you know, all these different eating regimens and workout regimens. And, you know, I feel like sometimes when they try so hard and it doesn't work for them because it's not the right meal plan or the right regimen for them, it decreases their confidence. So do you think that when people do try these different routines and diets, is a constant booster or a confidence reducer?
I feel that people tend to want to have immediate results, and that's not how it works. You gotta understand that it's gonna take time. You will see the results, but it's going to take time. I always recommend take pictures of yourself.
And give it at least 3 months.
Where you see it. Yeah.
At least 3 months of a shift of whatever you're doing.
Right.
If people think they do, you know, 20 minutes workout, they're gonna see a result. Or they do 1 week of walking and they're gonna see a result. Or they eat salad for 1 week and they're gonna see results. No, it doesn't work that way.
They're gonna wake up the next morning.
It's like there's a bunch of memes, right? That it says, okay, I worked out 15 minutes and I lose any weight.
Yeah.
And the worst thing people could do is get on a scale. If I learned anything through all the, you know, personal training I've done and workout routines and teams I've joined, that is your worst enemy, is the scale. Like you said, Jesse, the best friend is the picture, the before and after picture, mm-hmm. or as you're transitioning mm-hmm. through like 2-3 months, because mm-hmm. really within 3 months, you should see a huge improvement.
Yeah. And you can gain weight. Your weight will actually rise because if you're trying to build muscle.
Build muscle.
It's, you know, you're going to weight more. Yeah. You're not going to see that scale go down.
Right.
But your clothes will fit different.
Right. Your clothes will be your best way to know whether you're doing something right or not. Yeah. And like Jesse said, the before and after picture is really phenomenal. I've done that a few times. And that's really like the big takeaway. When you're like,
I'm always posting myself. I'm always posting myself working out.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued to listen to them. And I'm intrigued to speak to them and see what they have created differently that has been successful with women in their 40s. So we're going to take a break and we're going to go into our Better Book Why segment, and we'll be right back with the coaches and the creators of BFF Zone. We'll be right back. Go.
Hi guys, and welcome back to our Pero Porque Why segment, where we have the amazing creator and coach of BFF, Dookie. Hello, Dookie.
We're happy to be here in this party tonight. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Super excited to have you on and meet you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you for joining us. I'm sorry, Jessica. Go ahead.
No, I'm already ready to ask you some questions, Dookie. I want to understand it. I want to know what's going on.
Dale para adelante, Jessica. Go ahead.
How did you create BFF Zone? What is that about? Talk to us.
Of course. So I work in advertising and communications for 15 years. Oh. So my life was crazy. A lot of events, a lot of work. So I didn't pay attention to my eating, to my habits at all. So I was like very skinny. So I never, you know, like worry about anything else, right? So I was actually a picky eater. So it was like bad habits, not paying attention to anything. I moved from Venezuela to United States. So I arrived to Miami. I lived there for 2 years. And I was just working and doing all the paperwork from immigration, a lot of stress. So I was like partying out Miami. So you know Miami.
Oh my God. We know.
Welcome to Miami.
Yeah, sometimes I remember like, what should I don't remember what I was eating when I was living in Miami. So maybe I was not eating. I was just all the time. Like, I don't remember. So fast forward, I moved to New York and then I got pregnant. So I got pregnant, I had my baby. So I had, you know, like a decent pregnancy, but after the pregnancy, stress came to my life. I had to feed the baby. I had to feed myself. My husband was working full time. I was working from home with the baby. So I started gaining weight. I started having knee pain, back pain. It was, so my mood was like terrible. I was like really sad. And then at some point, I remember my husband has to push me from the bed to sit down. I was so heavy and I had so much back pain. I thought it was the bed. I was like, oh, we have to change the bed. His beds are so bad. No. So I was like, oh my God, I have to. Oh, well, I started with some gastritis, very bad. My husband also started having gastritis too. So I started reading and I'm like, something is not okay here. I had a friend who is a health coach and she was like, have you thought about eating vegetables? And I'm like, what? Like, I don't eat like you, like I don't eat vegetables. Like for me, vegetables were like a tomato and tomato is a fruit. So I was like, I don't eat vegetables at all. So I'm like, oh, and she's like, yeah, maybe that is the issue. You know, like maybe I'm like, so imagine like I had a career, very like kind of like intelligent woman, my husband too. I never linked my habits, my eating, my lifestyle to all the pain that I have, like knee pain, back pain, a lot of stress, my mood, my stomach was a mess. I never linked it, you know? So I was like, oh my God, this is so interesting. So I started reading and learning, watching documentaries. I decided to go back to school because I got passionate about it. I created a food blog. I started developing my recipes. I started going to a boot camp and I started feeling better. So I did it just because my daughter would throw the pacifier out. I have to kneel down and grab my cabinet to get up from the floor. Mm. I was like, this is not the mom I want for my daughter. I need to make a change. I didn't know how to cook. I was resistant to everything. So it was like starting all over, like totally changing my life. So I went back to school. I started fitness and nutrition and then I quit my job. So
cheers to you.
Yeah. Yes.
Salud. Cheers to you for doing that.
Salud.
Oh my God. So yeah, I did that. I quit my job. My husband supported me. He's like, let's do it. Because by that time, I already lost some pounds, but it wasn't intentionally. Like I just wanted to get better for my daughter. I didn't want to have the knee pain. I was like really bad. So I was like, oh my God, we're happier. We were more active, both of us, because he came into this lifestyle, right? Just eating more food, more yummy food. And we started feeling better. So I started going to Zumba classes. It was kid friendly. And then is when I met Rosar. I met her that she was my Zumba teacher. She had a beautiful community, all moms. And it was kind of like escape for me just to take my daughter there and dance a little bit. Of course, Latinas. Oh my God. I was missing so much.
I love to dance.
Love to dance. It was so cold here. I didn't have any friends and I was, you know, working on my own transformation. Mm-hmm. So I met her and years later, so I graduated already by that time. And I was like, hey, what about we teach a class together? Because now I'm a personal trainer. I'm a nutritionist. So we can come up with something cool for your clients. And she's like, oh my God. Yeah, sure. So that's how it started. So she also went back to school and she's a personal trainer too. She's a nutrition expert. And we launched our business together because we couldn't stop. We launched a project for 4 weeks. It was like a spring challenge. I remember I now live in Jersey City, a beautiful, beautiful city, very diverse. I love that about it. And we launched this short challenge. The moms were crazy about it. They lost a lot of pounds. They were like so energetic. They learned so much because I used to check every food log and telling them like, this is the mistake. Add more protein, add more fiber, add more fruit. You have like, we were teaching classes in person. We were developing something online and then we just switched it to online. And now we are 100% online and we have clients all over the world. So we have grown so much so far. We have clients from Australia, Barcelona, Colombia, Miami. So, you know, it's super fun. It's super fun.
That is awesome.
That's amazing.
That's beautiful. I love the story. But you know what I'm intrigued about is the nutrition, because I'm from Colombia, Venezuela, right there. What we eat, you know.
Todo rico.
As una Latina Hispanic, that we don't give up the foods that we love.
Yes.
What did you do to make them delicious and still, you know?
Yeah. So that's actually part of our mission and vision. We have people all over the world. And when we started, we had a lot of Indians, because in Jersey City, by that time, now it's a little bit more mixed. But by that time, it was like about 70% of Indians. And then, well, I was Venezuelan and my partner from Afghanistan, and we love eating. I love eating. So we created a program where you don't have to give up your favorite foods and your cultural foods. I just told you that this city is very diverse, and we don't want anyone to just stop being who you are. Like, you can totally, because that is part of your identity. Like arepa, like I just made an arepa for my daughter. I was dinner.
You were just talking about that.
Exactly. So what do you do to make it better?
No, you can like with our program, you can eat everything. We just teach you healthy habits. That is the first part of the program. And then we teach you about counting macronutrients, okay? Which is more important than calories. It's more important macronutrients than calories. Mm-hmm. And everything fits in there. It's what is called flexible eating. So you can totally fit an arepa there. You can fit a burrito there. You can fit a roti, a parata, whatever is your cultural food, you can totally fit it in there, because otherwise it's not going to be sustainable. So I'm not going to become Kim Kardashian for 3 months and then I quit the program. And then it's like, okay, what about Dookie? Like, what is my arepa, my cachapa, you know? So that is not the point. The point is that you just learn how to eat with your favorite foods. If you like chocolate, I encourage you to include your chocolate every single day. So when we have more restriction, it is not sustainable. You just quit, which is basically what happened a lot in the 90s, and a lot of diets are there. It's like, I mean, if I quit a bunch of things, I know that I'm going to lose weight, but I'm also going to lose happiness because I'm not eating the things that I love. So that's what we teach our clients, and is basically improving the relationship with food and embracing our cultural foods. It's like, totally, you can eat Mexican, you can eat anything, because it's about the macronutrients, which are protein, carbs, and fat. And it's just about, okay, maybe I'm not going to eat an arepa that is like super thick. It's going to be maybe a little bit thinner, and I'm going to add a bunch of protein. Because if you eat arepa with cheese, you're going to be hungry in an hour.
Yeah. Right.
That is nothing. So the idea is not, even if it's bread, you can eat your bread. You can, it's adding more protein to it, so you are not hungry or hungry like in an hour, right? So I just eat your arepa, but just add some eggs, some tuna, some chicken, avocado, cheese. I know, my God. I love eating.
Yeah, we're all going to wind up hungry after this.
Oh, my God.
I love to eat. Like, the girls know, like, I'm an eater, you know?
And I'm the opposite. I'm not an eater.
You're not.
I'm not an eater. And that was my question to you. So for someone like Claudia, who eats constantly, and I don't mean it like, you know, but she does, she eats like every 2 to 3 hours, and if she does it, she gets like, you know,
angry.
Yeah, she gets angry, right? She gets insoportable se pone. There's no other word for it, right?
I feel you.
And for someone like me, she's going like through this whole binge, like, friend, I need to eat, and I'm like, but we just ate 2 hours ago, and I had breakfast, and I'm not hungry until like 6 o'clock at night until I eat dinner.
Yeah.
So for someone who's like me, which has been my struggle all my life, what would you recommend to try to, you know, incorporate that lifestyle change? Because that's been my hardest struggle. I can go have breakfast, like, let's say a bagel with a cup of coffee, and I'm good for the entire day.
Okay. Yeah. So I would ask you, that you don't have like a time to chill, because if you're eating in the morning, that means, I mean, I'm waking up, I'm chilling, I'm organizing myself. Then you get into work, you're stress mode. So your cortisol level is up and, you know, like you have to survive. You just have to get the work done. You're like amazing at what you do. You don't want to waste time. And then mm-hmm. when you get home is when you chill again. And it's like, okay, then now it's time for me to fuel myself. So that would be for me, your first question is like, is because of that reason. And second is because like literally you're. And I have people like you that is, I have to like beg, can you please eat? Like you need to eat more food. I can't believe, you know, like I'm asking you to eat more food. So we have about everything, right? So that would be my first question and kind of like organizing, like if you want to lose weight. So that is the first thing. If you are perfect the way you are, I mean, if you feel good, we don't have to do anything. I mean, like it doesn't matter how many times you eat in a day. Honestly, it doesn't. What matters is the calories and the macros that you're eating. So if you feel that you're overweight and you're not fitting to your favorite clothes, that means that you are eating more calories at night because you are binging. You're overeating all the calories that you didn't eat through the day. So I would introduce little, smaller meals through the day just to get used to that, because you have mm-hmm. been your whole life being like this. And it's just about, well, maybe a smoothie instead of coffee and bagel that doesn't have enough nutrients for you to function. Okay. So I would add more protein. So maybe a protein shake with strawberries and bananas, chocolate protein. I don't know. Something that you really enjoy.
Yum, yum.
Talk about it. Yeah. We have to make it excited. I don't think a coffee and a bagel is excited enough, at least for me.
It didn't sound exciting for me either.
No, it's like, you know, I was like, it's because she's right. It's because it's the first thing that's available when at the elevators. They have like a cafe at work, and I just pick up a bagel and a cup of coffee, and I eat it at my desk, and that's
and
it.
And you just shoot like
when I'm home, it's different. When home, I'll make myself breakfast, but when I'm working in the office, that's and then I go upstairs.
Exactly. So I could just like that. If you like the bagel, I could keep the bagel, maybe half of it, and have like a protein shake with it, just to get yourself into a habit of eating more protein. Mm-hmm. And then I could, you know, like schedule the time for you to eat lunch, because it's just about having the time, because you like to eat. When you're at home, you're like a little bit more chill. So scheduling the time for that and adding more vegetables, more protein to it. Maybe even like a sandwich, like, you know, like sometimes like a sandwich, but you can eat a sandwich. You can have like 40 grams of protein in a sandwich and it's fine. You don't have to have a big meal or cooking for 2-3 hours. And in this life that we are so busy, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Even a yogurt, like Greek yogurt has 20 grams of protein. You can eat that with a fruit. You're good. You don't have to eat the lentils with the veggies and all of that. You can have fiber with your strawberries, protein with your yogurt, some nuts, you have your fat. That's it. You can make it simple. Because sometimes it's not like, oh, I don't have time. Maybe you have the time, but you don't like to cook. You don't have to cook. You don't have to love cooking. You don't have to be like a Pinterest person. You know, like when they cook all this meal prep, you don't have to do that. It's just about analyzing what is not letting you to eat. Or not eating so you can reach your goals. Because everything that you're not eating through the day, I mean, if you don't have any hormonal imbalance that we know of, you're eating it at night. And that's why maybe you are gaining weight and you're like, but I don't eat. You do eat. It's only 2 times a day, but you eat, you're in a surplus. You're eating more calories than you're burning. So
got it.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically that. You just tweak things here and there. And for Claudia, we have to kind of check why she's eating every hour. So I have a suspicion.
It's not every hour, it's like every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours. Oh, that sounds
when
better.
When we go
that
out, when I know I'm going out with Claudia, I'm not lying to you, I pack snacks in my bag.
Yes.
I pack bananas, apples, granola bars.
My God, you're such a good friend. And you're not eating yourself. You see how beautiful she is?
She's a BFF. Aww.
You're a bestie.
Bestie.
My God, no, I can't. El puño va because I can't. Se pone a esperar.
Because she gets angry.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. I know. Yeah, so Claudia, I think you're not eating enough protein and fiber. We should eat max 2 snacks a day. We need to give the body a little bit of rest because, you know, every time you eat, you are activating hormones. And then hormones need to be balanced and chill all day, right? So if we're eating all the time or we're stressed out or we're not sleeping and we're at, so all the hormones are like this all the time. So we need to have them balanced and chill and good. So every time you eat, especially if you're eating carbs, pan de bono, maybe, I don't know. That is spiking your insulin all the time. And then you crash and you're like, hey, I'm super hungry, angry. Yeah. So we need to have that insulin very balanced out. I don't know, you guys, like you're Latina, so maybe it's like this in my family, about when you are like about 50, 60, all your uncles, tios and tias, they have diabetes. Yeah. It's like right? It's like, oh, of course, like when you are 50, you get diabetes. It's like normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I learned that is not true. You can totally avoid that. And it's because we used to eat like orange juice with bread and cheese and cereal, and then rice, potatoes, and plantain with a little bit of
chicken.
The salad was so pathetic, like the cucumber with onions and sad lettuce. So that was our vegetables, right? Like, who is going to eat that? And fruit, it was like papa, my father, oh my God, he was Cuban. And he used to put like, oh, you need your fruit, baby. So he used to put like papaya with sugar on top.
Oh, wow.
sugar.
Right, like, you know,
azúcar
and black beans with sugar. In my country, we eat black beans with sugar.
No, habichuela con dulce.
Wow. Habichuela con dulce.
Yeah.
Right? Dominicana.
Dominicana and Venezuela.
For Semana Santa.
We do that.
I never knew that.
Yes.
There is a country, I don't know, that they eat avocado with sugar too. I learned
Yes.
Some people eat it with salt, but they do eat it with sugar too.
But with sugar, was like, oh my God. So of course, like our habits in Latin America and here too, you know, in all cultures, in Indian culture, they are mostly vegetarian. They're not eating enough protein. So they have a lot of legumes. They think lentils is enough protein. And then when I come and explain, not really, it's like the whole world crashed down. It's like, what are you saying? You know? And when I have Chinese, Asian people, it's like, can I eat rice? Of course. I mean, like, it's...
That's the culture.
God, you need to eat, like,
right?
So it's about having those hormones balanced. And it's just with eating, we can do it. We have the power of doing it. And it's just these little tweaks. So more probably Claudia, for sure, needs more protein and fiber to balance that out. So you're not going to be that hungry. Okay. It could be emotional eating too, but that is another conversation, you know?
Yeah. It's Thank dangerous. You
like, yeah. I could definitely, I agree with the protein. And I know because, you know, I've been through a journey. I did a fitness bikini contest in my life. And so it's protein, I know. But that takes a lot for me. I hate cooking. Like, so for, you know, that's eating is my challenge, but I do a smoothie. I do my smoothies. I try to do half plate of veggies and quarter of protein and quarter of carb.
Carbs, yes. Yes.
You know, and sometimes it works, but you know, it's like on the go, you're trying to have 3 kids, trying to just be mom and everything else.
Yeah. Just to function, of course. So thankfully we are in United States and there are a lot of now convenient protein sources and also fiber. We forget about the veggies and fruits sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that is also important to get it in. But yeah, you're doing a good job. So maybe you just like to eat every 2 hours. And that's good.
Like
that's
the babies. Awesome. You gotta feed them every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
And what about fitness? Awesome. Do you put fitness in there, right? I'm assuming.
Yes.
Of course, right?
We are a big fan of strength training for women over 35. That is a must. Yeah. Weight training, because we lose 3% of our muscle mass after the age of 30. So developing more muscle mass is going to help you to burn more calories at rest. Also, it's going to give you the tone look, but more importantly, it's going to prevent osteoporosis. It's, you know, it's going to make you function better as you get older. So lifting weights is not only for bikini competitors, it's just a must, especially for women over 35.
So oh, I'm doing good.
Yes.
All right, Jessica, keep posting.
Cheers, Jessica, cheers. We're not supposed to drink wine, but we're going to drink it right now.
Salud. Yes. So yeah, we have, so it's according to the client needs, depending on the equipment, the time. So I personally, depending on the injuries, because over 35, most of us have some type of injury, the knee, the back, this and that, so shoulder. So I work around that. And then it's everything in our app. We have an app that is called BFF app. So everything is there. You don't have to use paper or anything like that. We have a weekly coaching call with the besties. And then we have everything in the app. They watch educational videos. They have the workouts. We have a community in there. Super fun. So yeah, we have the fitness component and we encourage to walk 10,000 steps a day. That is very important. Even more important, if you want to lose weight, even more important than working out, just moving around all day. That's what we encourage you to do. Take the stairs. No, don't take the elevator, park further away. Do jumping jacks when you pee because you have to drink a lot of water.
I know with pandemic, that was really hard sitting. And I teach and it's like you're sitting all day. My sciatica hurt. It's, you know, these pains.
Yeah.
So that was.
We even have some stretches that you can do in your desk because we have, you know, a lot of people are still working from home. So, and even in the office, it's like we have a schedule for stretches in your desk. So it's called desk exercise. When you can do some type of exercise.
That's cool.
It's like I about like 5 minutes just to stretch a little bit, moving your arms, your back, and then you're ready. You're going to be more energized and more like focused on your work if you do that.
I like that. We need to get together one day and do a segment with you and we're us doing your exercises. We should do that. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Doogie, that was amazing. I love what you do and keep doing what you're doing because a lot of women need that. A lot of women need that nutrition. Absolutely. And having kids, you know, we're all moms, you know, like, almost all of us are moms and it's just hard if you're not a mom either, just in general, just women have so much on their plate.
Yes.
So this is great. And doing it with besties is even better.
Yeah.
I think we all learned so much today by having you on the show and I hope,
absolutely,
you know, we can have you back again, like I said, and maybe we can do some exercise with you or something.
No, you know, we got to meet her at the gym and do some weight training.
That too.
Yeah, we can do weight training here in Zoom too. We can do it anywhere.
Nice. We gotta figure it out and schedule. I think it would be so much fun. But thank you so much for being on our show. Don't go away. We're gonna ask you to do a promo for us, okay?
Of course.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with Gloria's segment, Brillando con Gloria, where she's gonna show us how she builds confidence through fashion. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Brillando con Gloria segment, where I'm going to be talking about confidence is the best outfit you can wear. For this season, what's very, very, very in, so if you don't have it, ladies, go out there and get it, is an all same color suit. Like I'm wearing my nice pop green. You can do blue, you can do pink, you can do tan, you can do cream, you can do white, you can do black, whatever your favorite color is, girl, just go out there and get it. Yellow is another beautiful popping color. And you know what? It doesn't have to be for the spring or the summer. you can wear your crazy color whatever time of the year. That's the best part of it. How about a power red? You know me and my red. Woo, child. So I put together some amazing outfits with this one green blazer. So I, of course, got the all same color suit where I got the cami and the pants to match, all in the same color. And I pair that up, you guys know me and my animals, with the nice animal print clutch with some black heel pumps. Super sexy. Then I took the same beautiful blazer with the same little cami and I paired it with the leather pants. That's right. Don't forget, you need those leather pants, ladies. Go out there and get those leather pants. Make that booty pop. But I gotta say, my favorite outfit. Oh, and I paired that same outfit, the leather pants, with the animal print clutch and black leather booties, because we are in the fall season now, right? So that, my favorite is this tan cami that I'm wearing inside with the blazer with your light blue denim jeans. You need to have your favorite pair of light blue denim jeans with some tan nude heels. And this is a must have this season. If your ladies haven't done so, you need to go out there and get yourself a pop color bag. And it can be a clutch or it can have a nice handle like this one. And gold, ladies, gold. You know me, the queen of gold. So these were the three outfits I put together with my amazing blazer for this season. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Ciao. Welcome back, everyone. What did you think of our show today and my segment?
I loved your segment. I love the green. I want to go out and buy me a color. I want it.
Let me tell you, I love this green so much. It's ridiculous. And the funny part is I got this when my son graduated from college, so I could wear it. Oh, he told me I look like I was celebrating St. Patty's. So I didn't wear the whole outfit. I only wore the slacks. And I wind up wearing it with a black blazer instead to tone it down for him. Because at the end of the day, it was his big day, right? So I was like, all right, I'm not going to make him feel a certain way. But everyone is now wearing this green. And I'm like, I've been at this green.
I love it. It looks great with your complexion too. Like it just
brings
it out. So
you know, la piel canela, baby, piel canela.
That's right. And I like the versatility. It's so versatile. You could up it, downplay it, like sexify it. I love it. Let me tell you,
and this blazer, like with all white, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. You can do a lot with that blazer. Yeah.
You could put it on with your dress. You could put it on with your jeans, like I said, with the leather pants, with the slacks. Right. Shorts. You can do whatever you want with this blazer.
And where'd you get it from?
That's the fun part about this season, that basically you can rock a blazer with everything and anything. You know, dress it up, dress it down, go to work, go to school, hang out, go to brunch, wherever you want to go.
Gloria, where did you buy it?
Oh, so my whole entire green outfit was from Express. No, sorry, I lied. New York and Company.
Oh, I was going to say,
New York and Company. The tank is also from New York and Company. The leather pants and the jeans were from Fashion Nova. And of course, my shoes are from everywhere. My bags are from everywhere. No specific one place.
I think I would maybe do an all winter white, because then you can wear like red shoes and tan shoes and black shoes. Yeah. You can accessorize it with any color. Even that green one though, you can accessorize it with any color.
Oh yeah, with everything and anything. Yeah. It just goes. It's just amazing what you could do.
I think it looks hot, darling. It looks fucking hot.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
It does. And I loved our show. I really enjoyed talking to Doofy.
It was amazing.
She was. She really gave some really good tips, something things to think about. I think I referred her to offline. I referred her to as a fitness therapist because
yeah,
I felt like we were all like this.
Yeah, we were. We were all like so into her. We were like, wow, we were really listening and paying attention.
Yeah.
We did. I really did enjoy her segment.
Yeah. I also love how she like got it with our food. You know, I think, you know, we have such delicious, you know, meals and food, and it's just like, it's hard to give those up. And, you know, yes, you have to watch how you eat them, but it's still, you don't want to lose that either. So I love how they incorporate it.
She was super fun. She was super fun. Yeah. But guys, we will be back with our final remarks.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to our final remarks, guys. So we mentioned before, how did you love our show? I love Dookie. I love Gloria's outfits, all of her different ideas, learning about food and fitness. What do you think, guys?
Amazing. Great time.
Great time.
It was really good.
I'm going to go and count my macros and grams and all that shit all over again.
It definitely is a confidence booster when you're a little more educated about it, and it just gives you more motivation to get where you want to go. I think.
Absolutely. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching our show. Join us next week as we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month.
Woo! Celebrando nuestra cultura!
No!
Oh my gosh, I love our music, food traditions, and similarities within different Latin cultures. Tune in on Wednesday on YouTube.
And don't forget to tune in and listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at WineandWisdom5.
Mira, te veo la semana que viene. And don't forget to take some time to sip a little wine and share some wisdom. Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao.